This is a special breaking news update from Up First and NPR News. Another grim new record to report this morning, a number that frankly is just astonishing. 6.6 million Americans claimed unemployment benefits last week. That smashed the record for the second week in a row. These numbers are released weekly by the U.S. Department of Labor. In the week ending March 21st, 3.28 million claims were filed. So an extraordinary increase in just a week. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now to talk through these numbers. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this report?
Well, it's incredible. 6.6 million new claims. That's just far and away a record. We have never seen anything like that in the history of the Labor Department. Just look at some of the states. They've seen huge surges in new unemployment claims. California had 878,000 new claims last week. Pennsylvania had 405,000. Michigan, 311,000. These are new claims. So people filing last week for the first time, which means they just lost their jobs. So there's just an army of people heading to unemployment offices right now. And we're starting to really understand the full impact that this virus is having on the economy. Just a total of 10 million people filing new claims in the past 2 weeks. That's quite a big number.
I mean, this happened so quickly, too. How are the states handling it?
Well, they're having a lot of difficulties because this has happened all at once. One of the problems for them is that Congress has greatly expanded the number of people who qualify for unemployment so that it now includes freelancers and part-timers. The states haven't traditionally included these people, so they don't have the infrastructure in place to deal with them. And they're trying to figure out, how to determine who qualifies. It also means many more people are applying. California has had so many people applying that the state government has had to reassign people from other departments to process claims. And a lot of them are working nights and weekends.
I mean, it's hard for the people who are making the claims too, right? I mean, I know someone who spent an entire day. I mean, the phone was just busy when she tried to make a call to her state's unemployment agency.
Yeah, I also know someone, a young relative of mine who was laid off in New York and has been on the phone constantly and hasn't been able to get through to the state unemployment offices. It's just taking a lot longer. A lot of people just say they can't get anyone on the phone. The lines are always busy. People talk about calling dozens, if not hundreds of times and always getting a busy signal. A number of states have seen their computers crash because they can't handle all the people coming in to file at once. So you can't file online. So this means a lot of delays. I mean, California is supposed to process claims within 21 days. It says it's going to take longer than that. So, people can expect lots of delays.
Tomorrow, the Labor Department is supposed to say what happened to the overall unemployment rate in the month of March. I mean, we're going to see an increase, aren't we?
A big increase. The unemployment rate is the number of people who don't have jobs and are actively looking for them. The rate has been very low for a long time. It was 3.5% last month. It has almost surely gone up. But we have to say that the survey that they used to calculate how many people are looking for work was done around the second week of March, I believe. And that was before this really big increase in layoffs. So whatever we see tomorrow, it's going to be worse for April. The St. Louis Fed says we could see unemployment top 30% before it starts to go down again. Although, a lot of economists say that is on the high side, it'll be less. So if we're lucky, the rate will go up, but then come down again. But no one really knows when that will be.
Wow. NPR business correspondent Jim Zaroli, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now let's turn to David Wessel of the Hutchins Center at the Brookings Institution, who's been helping us to analyze the economy for many years. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I can remember talking to you during the Great Recession and being horrified that 500,000 people or so had lost their jobs in a single week, and it was happening week after week. We seem to be at an entirely different level now.
Absolutely. We've never seen anything like this before. More people have filed for unemployment benefits in the past 2 weeks than in the first 6 months of the Great Recession a decade ago. And there's every reason to believe this is an undercount of the people who have actually lost their jobs. I mean, there is, this is what happens when you tell so many people to stay home and so many employers to shut down. One silver lining here, if you want to call it that, is that despite all the reports of computer systems crashing and long phone waits at state unemployment offices, that 6.6 million people did actually get through and file their claims last week.
Oh, which is impressive. It's impressive and yet also shocking, because that implies there must be some other people who are still waiting, who didn't get through, who haven't had their chance and aren't among the 6.6 million.
Absolutely. Now, the good news, if there is some, is that Congress moved pretty quickly to provide loans and grants to employers to encourage more of them to keep workers on the payroll. Those programs haven't kicked in yet. So there is some response coming from the government. It just can't be as quick as we need, given how severe and abrupt the recession is.
Okay, I guess there are two big forms of federal aid that are most relevant here. One you just mentioned, and that is help for companies that choose to keep people on the payroll. Unemployment benefits themselves have been expanded, right?
That's right. In normal times, only one of every four unemployed workers qualifies for the benefits. Congress has expanded the program greatly to cover gig workers, freelancers, part-timers, and contractors, and it is said that the federal government will add $600 a week temporarily to every unemployment check for the next few months. And that's retroactive, so even if you didn't get through this week, you'll still get the money eventually. This is going to make a huge difference to jobless workers and to the overall economy, and I suspect that all this attention to the unemployment benefit system has encouraged people to realize that there may be eligible to apply.
A couple of questions about the scale of what we're facing here. First, this pandemic is terrible in country after country, but a few countries have managed to fend it off so far for the most part. Japan comes to mind, South Korea, some big economies. Are there any bright spots anywhere in the world, or are we looking at a global recession?
Oh, we're definitely looking at a global recession. Yes, it's good that some countries managed to get on top of this sooner than we did. Taiwan is another example. But this is going to be a really bad patch for the world economy. The first phase, of course, is to win the war against the virus, which is why so many people are being told to stay home. But how long it takes us to come out of this and how vigorous the recovery really does depend on what we do now to keep the economy intact. So rich countries like the U.S. and Japan and the U.K. can borrow and can afford to do this. The ones who are going to be really hard hit, I think, are low-income and emerging market economies. They don't have the resources, the capital is flowing out of them at an astounding pace. They're going to need help from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and that's going to be a big focus of their meetings here, which will be virtual later this month.
I guess one thing that can sustain people, if it's true, is the hope that this economic disaster will not last as long as recessions typically do. I saw this forecast from Goldman Sachs that called for a disastrous, unbelievably disastrous second quarter, but a better third quarter. Is the government response right now sufficient to head toward that?
We don't really know. It certainly will help, but a lot depends on the course of the virus. The economists who are forecasting a second half rebound are counting on us all going back to work, or many of us, in July and August, and I don't think we know yet whether that's going to be the case.
We just don't have the information, because it is up to the efforts at social distancing and when officials would say that is possible to end. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what makes this so hard to forecast. It's not like any kind of recession we've seen before. The government has aggressively pulled the plug on the economy, and they keep changing their mind about when they think they're going to put the plug back in, which is reasonable given how the virus is proceeding. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of uncertainty.
David, thanks for your insights always.
You're welcome.
David Wessel of the Hutchins Center at the Brookings Institution. Hey, thanks for listening to this special update. Go to npr.org and tune into your local NPR station for live coverage of this developing story.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Fastly, the edge cloud platform that powers the brands you love, like Spotify and the New York Times. With Fastly, websites and apps are faster, safer, and way more scalable. See how they can help you at fastly.com.